You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Turning to our domestic politics here, over at Judicial Watch, Tom Fitton has announced they received 345 pages of records from the Department of Justice that show top FBI officials scrambling to write a letter to Congress to supplement then-Director James Comey's Senate testimony in an apparent attempt to muddle his message. And Judicial Watch obtained the records through a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit because nobody in the government is responding to a simple request. They all have to be sued. So apparently, in an email thread starting on May 9th, 2017, with the subject line, Comey's testimony on Huma Abedin forwarding emails was inaccurate, basically, Comey had acknowledged that Huma Abedin was forwarding some of the Hillary emails, which included classified information, to Anthony Weiner, who was not entitled to be looking at them. And the FBI was trying to find some way to fuzz that up and say, well, Comey misstated it, and, you know, we didn't find that Huma Abedin did that. So they were covering up for here. As you know, pretty much on the same time last week when Trump called off that attack on Iran, he got hit with a rape allegation from E. Jean Carroll, who coincidentally has a book coming out. And she accused Donald Trump of raping her in a dressing room in high-end department store Bergdorf Goodman back in the 1990s. And, of course, the first question is, why didn't she say something back then? And is this just a publicity stunt to boost the sales of the books? Well, CNN, of course, immediately grabbed on and said, oh, yes, we've got to get her on the, and get the details of this horrific act done by the President of the United States of America. And it didn't really work out for CNN. Trump, of course, is denying that any rape took place. And Anderson Cooper welcomed the woman onto a CNN show, and it immediately got off kilter. And Cooper asked Carol, you don't feel like a victim, after she suggested that was the case. And Carol replied, well, I was not flung to the floor. And Cooper retorted, I think most people think of rape as a violent assault, to which Carol replied, I think most people think of rape as being sexy. Anderson Cooper stumbled, and Carol added, think of the fantasies, at which point Anderson Cooper ended the interview. So I don't think it's very good for CNN, and I don't think it's going to be very good for her book sales. It's another gold digger. Basically what it is here. Gold has breached $1,400 per ounce. They can't keep it down anymore. They can't keep the silver down anymore. Apparently, the cryptocurrencies are also up. The dollar is down. And they did not have a good day on the stock market, needless to say. I think the Dow ended 179 down. So things are definitely getting chaotic over there. All righty. Somebody did a survey, pay scale, and they basically went out to American employees with college degrees and asked if they were happy, if they thought the degree had really been a benefit to them, and they found two-thirds of American employees regret their college degrees. They regret having gone to college. They regret those student loans. In fact, 27% of the survey respondents listed the student loans as their top misgiving. And studies have basically shown kids that come right out of high school and maybe they go to trade school or they enter the job market, they're better off financially than these kids who go to college. And of course, if you look at college today and what they're teaching, you know, it's all the liberal utopia, art history majors and, you know, LGBTQ studies. And you really can't get a job with that anyway. So, all righty. Consumer confidence has fallen sharply. And one area where that is really showing up, home sales are slowing. People don't want to take out that mortgage. They're not sure they're going to be able to make those payments. And I know that the corporate media is out there saying, oh, the economy's great. It's wonderful. We've got single-digit unemployment. And it's just more lies. This is kind of a heartbreaking story, and this is from governmentslaves.com. And it's only because Claire's from San Francisco, and I've been to San Francisco many times, in particular when I worked on Day After Tomorrow. And back then it was beautiful, and I loved it. And the company where I worked on the Day After Tomorrow was called The Orphanage. If they'd offered me a job, I would have taken it and moved to San Francisco from Hawaii. But Orphanage went out of business soon after, and I'm glad I didn't move there, because according to this article, the conditions on the streets of San Francisco are now comparable to the slums of Mumbai, Delhi, Mexico City, Jakarta, and Manila. You want to talk about a nation in decline? That's one indicator. And I'm hearing the same thing about Los Angeles and other major liberal stronghold cities. They're just decaying. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And Nancy Pelosi is out there talking about the illegal aliens. And she's out there saying, well, just because they violated their status is not a reason for deportation. Well, Nancy, yes, it is. They've broken the immigration laws. They're not supposed to be here. And if they're not supposed to be here, that's the reason to deport them. But unfortunately, the Democrats are counting on illegal immigrant voters to win next year. And they will say and do anything to keep flooding them into this country. Now, former View co-host and left-wing fanatic, Rosie O'Donnell was on Bravo's Watch What Happens Live, and she not only defended Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrageous comparisons of illegal detention centers to concentration camps, but she claimed there were over 100,000 concentration camps across the United States of America. So, I mean, that's utterly ridiculous. I mean, even the Holocaust Museum has come on out and said that they reject Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's analogy between detention centers and the image of the Nazi Holocaust camps. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Jim in Illinois. Aloha, Jim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. You mentioned illegal immigrants. I am strongly against illegals coming into this country. But after saying that, the way this administration and also the previous administration, the way they're treating children down there is unmoral and un-American. You know, you can blame the parents, and I agree with that. Yeah, but why punish the kids? I mean, they're talking about a lot of these kids that have blankets, no sanitation, they're getting bad food, and other things. Now, it's not the kids' fault that they were told to come to America, but if you're going to lock them up, then treat them halfway proper.
I would say just send them back across the border and let mommy and daddy take care of them.
Well, I would agree with that also, but unfortunately, you know, they're separated from their parents. So that's not being done. I know they have some of the kids that have relatives in America, and they're trying to locate them. But this started under Barack Obama, by the way, and now it's gotten worse. But it really kind of makes makes America looks really, really bad when you have kids really being mistreated, and it doesn't have to happen.
Well, what would you do, and how would you pay for it?
First of all, like you stated, I will send them back home right away.
Yeah.
But you know, lawyers are going to prevent that. Number two, as far as paying for it, we're broke. We're not even taking care of our own homeless people in America.
Right.
You know. So, but again, I think you're a very compassionate person. You don't want to see little kids being neglected.
No, I don't. But again, I think this is the fault of the parents, encouraged by the Democrats and the open border people.
Right.
And it's their fault. And I think these kids ought to be sent. First of all, they shouldn't have been let into the country in the first place. That's why we need the wall. So when the parents bring them up to our border, there's a big wall there, and all they can do is take their kids, turn around, and go home.
Right. You know, but there's a time when an illegal came across the border, they would be sent back the same day.
Yes.
But for some reason, they're not doing that anymore.
No, they've got this ridiculous catch and release program where, you know, everybody's saying, oh, I want to apply for asylum. I want to apply for asylum. And somebody's coaching these illegals on how to do this. You know, they're literally being given pamphlets to say, when you cross the border, say that you are requesting asylum. And then, of course, you fill out the paperwork on that. And they're given a court date, which is months in the future. And most of these illegal immigrants never show up for their court date because they know they don't really qualify for asylum. And then they're out in the general population, getting free handouts, carrying contagious diseases, adding to the crime problem. And I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump that he did not carry through with his promise that all of these illegal immigrants who failed to show up for their court dates were going to get grabbed and thrown across the border.
Well, he backed down on Sunday. He changed his mind on Sunday.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi called him up and said, no, don't do it. And Trump caved.
Jesus. Well, again, we have a poor leader in the White House. I did not vote for the man. But when it comes to illegal immigration, I agree that something needs to be done, you know, as soon as possible. And the country is full. We don't have enough room for our own citizens, much less illegals.
Yes.
So, well, Michael, I'm going to let you go on that note. You take care.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. Okay. Now, getting back to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and apparently she did this trip to the border in El Paso, Texas last year, and they were taken at a protest held at the Tornillo Detention Center. But the photographs basically focused on Alexandria herself, just looking forlorn and sad, and even her supporters are saying this was a little over the top. These images were obviously staged and posed for her to look like she was concerned about what was happening at the border. And the photos really didn't show much of the conditions of what was going on. Now, this story bothers me a little bit. This is coming from Domagood. And apparently there are people down there near the border who are trying to donate diapers, toys, and other things to those children at the Border Patrol facilities in Texas. They are being turned away. And apparently there is a big pile of these goods just being left outside, with notes saying, these are kids. And I'm in agreement with this part. I mean, if private citizens want to go down and help, they should be allowed to do so. And I don't understand. Well, it may be an insurance liability issue that if ICE takes in some of these donated items and they've been potentially sabotaged or they harm one of the kids, then it's a lawsuit and it gets really ugly here. All right. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott announced Friday he's going to send another 1,000 National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border while accusing Congress of failing to take action on the growing humanitarian crisis. That brings the total number of Guard members on the Texas border to 2,000. There are also 1,400 active duty soldiers who remain at the border, according to an army spokesman. Now, apparently this threat of sanctions against Mexico is having an effect, because Mexico is sending 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. So they may be getting ready to shut it down from their side, and that would be a really, really good thing. Gallup just recently had a poll, and more Americans than ever are saying that the illegal immigration is the top problem. And I think most people would absolutely agree, and not just those where the illegal immigrants are showing up. We know that we need a strong border. And what's really frustrating is Eisenhower succeeded in shutting that border down. It was called Operation Wetback, which, of course, would get the liberals' knickers in a twist today. Oh, you're being insensitive. You're being racist. But he shut that whole border down, and he did it with a border patrol one-tenth the size of what we have today. Now, if Eisenhower could do it, why can't Trump? That's an important question. And again, I am strongly disappointed in Trump that he did not carry through with his promise to start these massive deportations of illegal immigrants who fail to show up for their court dates. Okay. There has been a big stink regarding this nearly 100-year-old memorial cross in Bladensburg, Maryland. It was put up to honor the soldiers who died in World War I. It is standing on public land. And, of course, you had all these people out there saying, oh, First Amendment, separation of church and state, blah, blah, trying to get it torn down. And it went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said it can stay there. And I think it should stay there. It's a war memorial. It's not necessarily a religious symbol as much as it's a war memorial. For some reason, the Anti-Defamation League decided to weigh in on this one and say it was disappointing that the Supreme Court didn't tear down that cross. So they got in on it. And I have a comment here about all these things that are being torn down, whether it's crosses or crescent and stars or Confederate statues and the rest of it. If you go around this country tearing down everything that offends anybody, it is soon going to be a vast wasteland. There will be nothing left. Because unfortunately, too many people define their identity these days as being offended by something. Now, I'm not a believer. I don't have a problem with the cross being there. I don't have a problem with crosses anywhere. I don't have a problem with the Star of David. I don't have a problem with the crescent and star. Because these symbols, although they don't mean anything to me, they do mean something to other people. And if we're going to respect each other, we respect their symbols as well. And this constant warfare over tearing down this and tearing down that, it's a culture at war with itself. And I think we need to go back to a culture in which we do respect each other. We live and let live. And we say, okay, there's a mosque over there. That's important to those people. Let's leave them alone to their daily prayers in peace. Or there's a synagogue over there. Let's leave it in peace. Or there's a church here. Let's leave that in peace. There's a statue of Robert E. Lee. Let's leave it up. It's meaningful to a certain group of people in this country. You're never going to have an offensive free country unless it's totally bulldozed flat and paved over. That will be the only way that you'll have a country where nobody finds offense with everything is a country that has nothing in it. So we need to basically, again, cut each other a little bit of slack. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break. We'll be back after these few words.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're getting to this whole thing about political correctness and, you know, everybody attacking everybody else's historical icons over past and sometimes imagined indiscretions. We were talking the other day about this high school where there's a mural of George Washington, the first president of the United States of America, commander of the American Revolution, and some of the students said, oh, it's offensive. It offends me. And so the school is going to replace the mural at a cost of $600,000. Now, over at Harvard Medical School, they've had a tradition of hanging up portraits of past directors of the medical school on the walls. And for reasons of history and whatever, the vast majority of them are white. And so the students are now demanding that these portraits be taken down because it's creating this impression that only white people can be doctors. Well, we know that's not true. But we also know it's true that back when these people were in their positions of authority at Harvard Medical School, they were white. And that's just the historical reality. So anyway, Harvard's former dean of the faculty is condemning this idea that they're going to remove the portraits of white doctors simply for being white in the name of diversity. Over at UC Santa Cruz, one of their campus decorations is an old mission bell. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with it, California's early history involved what were called the missions that were set up by the church all the way up and down the coast. And they all had bells to call people in for worship and just basically signal the next mission along the way that people were, you know, coming for a visit. But apparently at UC Santa Cruz, the mission bell has been denounced as deeply painful because it symbolizes racism and dehumanization. And I'll be very, very honest. Some of those missions were deeply abusive of the indigenous native population. But apparently, UC Santa Cruz has caved on this one, and they're going to remove the mission bell. And like I said in the last segment, you keep going this way, there's going to be nothing left in this country. It's just going to be one flat piece of ground with nothing on it. And now the latest attack against the history of the Confederacy is they're starting to go after all these schools across the South that were named after various Confederate figures, generals, stalwarts, and there's got to take them down. Our history and our culture are being erased so we can be multicultural. And instead of the migrants assimilating to our culture and our history, we're expected to assimilate to theirs. And I keep seeing all these stories about how students in schools are actually being taught elements of Islam. This story, it shows how out of control the police can get. It took place in the city of Euclid, Ohio, at a skating rink. And their kids from a local school were having an end of the school year skate party. And the police basically showed up and declared that the Migs Playmore roller rink said that they were over capacity. And the owner of the rink basically said, no, if you look at the plaque on the wall, we're allowed to have 400 people in here, and we only have about 200. But the police basically went around and started telling all the students they had to leave. And up until that point, it had been a very pleasant party. The kids were behaving themselves. There wasn't any kind of problems. But the kids, understandably, got very upset. And the police got violent. And they started pepper spraying the kids. And apparently the police called for backup. And the rest of the Euclid police basically stormed the building like a SWAT unit. In their riot gear, shooting the children with pepper balls. So the kids are, you know, eyes watering, they're throwing up, they're coughing. This was completely inappropriate behavior. Totally inappropriate behavior. Why do they have to behave that way? We're going to take another break for commercials. Join us on the air, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Oh. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go to the phones to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple callers ago, you had a caller talking about the inhumane treatment of the children at the border and the whole concentration camp thing. And I just wanted to say that caller, I'm not sure why the caller actually is believing the mainstream media for all this bad information, because we've caught them how many times now with bad information. So, and the second part would be, if I were to drop my child off somewhere and leave them and say, you know, go this direction and leave them behind, I'm pretty certain that Child Protective Services would be visiting me and I'd be in some trouble for child endangerment and negligence. So I'm just not sure why the caller believes all that he's heard from mainstream media. They've been caught time and time again for lying. So I just, with a bucket of salt, take what they give you with a bucket of salt.
Well, you know, I mean, if the conditions down there are so terrible and it's a concentration camp, it's got to be the only concentration camp in the world that people risk their lives climbing over a fence to get into.
Yeah. So that's it. So just like I said, what mainstream media is talking about, you got to take it with a bucket of salt these days. Everything they tell us is pretty much wrong.
Yep. And again,
thanks, Mike.
You know, they're basically pushing to just let those kids out into the general population.
Yeah.
That's it, to flood this country with illegal immigrants, to sort of water down the demographics of us legal American citizens here. Okay, Project Veritas came out with a new video in which a former Google employee came on out and just flat out said, Google is tinkering with their algorithms to basically work against Trump during next year's elections, and admitted they had done it in 2016 as well, but they're going to do it all that much more. And this has caused a bit of a stink all across social media. Reddit has shut down Project Veritas. Google has basically blocked searches for them. Google owns YouTube. YouTube is deleting all the videos that were put up about this this stink. And my question is Trump going to do anything about this? I mean, this is definitely interfering with an election on a massive, massive scale. And if Trump doesn't deal with it, they'll succeed. They're going to make him a one-term president. Now, O'Keefe is saying that there are more big tech insiders about to blow the whistle on the true extent of the censorship that is now going on against conservatives. Apparently, documents have surfaced showing a Google engineer labeling prominent conservatives as Nazis. So there's definitely a biased culture inside Google. And, you know, I remember that movie, The Interns. That was a fun movie, and I really liked it. It made Google look like the place you'd want to be and you'd want to work. Not anymore. Not with all this stuff coming on out here. So, again, something has gone hideously wrong with social media. And social media has succeeded in doing to the Internet what the Internet was designed to avoid, which is censorship. When ARPANET was first designed, it was designed without any central hub or controlling authority. And the idea was it could survive literally a nuclear attack and lose up to one-third of its structure, and the remaining two-thirds would still work. That's the way it was designed. And when the ARPANET became the Internet and went public, the government immediately started to think, how can we get back in control of what people are saying or thinking? And that's where Google and Facebook and all these other social media companies came from. They were set up to basically lure people into a centralized hub that could be censored and controlled, and that's exactly what they're doing right now. And Trump better look at this, or he's a one-term president. I know he's got a re-election campaign, but I think Tucker Carlson is right. He's really not all that enthusiastic about a second term. You know, he's been president. He gets bragging rights for the rest of his life. Maybe he just doesn't care. But he's basically broken so many of his campaign promises. The wall, vaccine safety, honest elections, lowered prescription costs. And he's turned his back on social media. And either he is completely unaware or he simply doesn't care what an important role social media played in landing him that job that he's got. But I think next year, a lot of people who really went out and hit the wall supporting him or opposing Hillary, they're not going to be as enthusiastic about it. They're going to sit back and say, well, you know, he was another disappointment. He was another failure. So anyway, the other day we were talking about this robot called the Nightscope K5, which is starting to be employed by police forces across the country. And it will simply roll around and patrol and I guess send TV pictures back to somebody. And apparently it's been around for a while, and a few years ago, one of these basically, I guess, committed suicide, It was in Washington, D.C. at a mall, and it just drove itself right into a water fountain. Actually, it was an office complex. And, of course, they were making fun of it. Did it hate its job? Was it suicidal? All righty, let's see. Okay. More news about vaccines. Apparently, more than one out of four children who get the measles vaccination still develop the measles, according to the latest study. They don't really work. In fact, there's a growing body of evidence that getting the measles vaccine will actually give you the measles. And I think the fact that the government is continuing to mandate vaccination and take away our freedom to choose for ourselves and our children tells us we've descended into a fascist economic dictatorship. The government doesn't treat us like human beings deserving of respect or freedom. The government will decide what medicines you will take, what medicines you won't take. The government will decide what foods you will have, what foods you can't have. We're being treated like livestock, not like human beings. Okay. Apparently, Merck Pharmaceuticals has been accused of committing fraud in its Gardasil vaccine safety trials, putting millions of young girls at risk for ovarian failure or even death. Now, remember when Gardasil first came on out in Europe, there were all these reports of girls coming down with incurable narcolepsy and all kinds of other problems. But they just keep pouring it out there. Now they want to give it to boys who really are not going to get cervical cancer. But it doubles the sales. And that's really what it's all about. More sales. Forcing you to buy things you don't want, can't afford, to make the corporations more money. And we keep seeing these stories about how these vaccine companies are caught committing fraud. And yet nobody stands up and says, maybe there needs to be a moratorium on these vaccines. Of course, you got the CDC out there saying, oh, no, no, the vaccines are safe and they're wonderful. And every year they have a longer and longer list of mandatory vaccines for kids to have. And you need to understand, CDC is not an impartial arbiter because CDC owns the patents on a huge number of vaccines, off of which they make billions of dollars every year. A lot of people think CDC is part of the government. It is not. It is a privately owned company. And they get government grants, but they're not under government control. They're in business to make money, to push vaccines. That's what they do. Now, speaking of CDC, they have a foundation, and one of the groups they're partnered with is called MailChimp, which is a mass emailing utility that you can use to maintain mailing lists and put out things like newsletters. And as of June 7th, MailChimp shut down accounts for anti-vaccination content. And MailChimp announced it was adding the anti-vaccination category to its routine searches for prohibited content. Nowhere on MailChimp's website did it elaborate what constituted anti-vaccination content. And CNBC noted the company began enforcing the decision last week without any discussion or reasoning as to why the enforcement needed to be done. Now, Facebook reports revealed that MailChimp's account cancellations began before they released their public statement. And the preemptive move resulted in customers locked out of accounts and unable to retrieve their data without warning or a clear remedy. And they're partnered with the CDC Foundation. Gee, I wonder if there was it's collusion. Do you hear me? It's collusion out there. The internet is being taken over. It's being turned into yet another corporate-controlled content delivery system. And just like corporate media, certain topics will not be tolerated. Can't question anything Monsanto is doing. Don't you dare talk about that synthetic bovine growth hormone. Can't question vaccines. Can't question liberalism. I'd say we're definitely starting to look more and more like a dictatorship in this country. We've lost our freedom of speech, at least as far as the internet is concerned. They're still at war on the Second Amendment. There is no more Fourth Amendment. And because these pharmaceutical companies are operating without fear of reprisal or consequence, they're getting more and more reckless. The opioid crisis is a good example. These pharmaceutical companies were bribing doctors to prescribe these highly addictive medications. There's no moral difference between them and that guy down at the street corner under the street light, handing out free samples, trying to get the kids hooked. It's exactly the same mechanism. And right now in this country, Americans are more likely to die of an opioid overdose than in a car accident. And Big Pharma is making millions off of these addicts. And again, I don't see that a lot is being done about it. Okay, the Center for Environmental Health sent legal notices to Keurig Dr. Pepper, which owns Penafiel, as well as Whole Foods, owner of the Starkey Water brand, after independent testing showed unsafe levels of arsenic in these bottled water products. Now, if you're like me, you sort of have this assumption that the bottled water is better for you than what comes out of the tap. In some parts of the country, that's generally true. But then you find out all of a sudden the bottled water has arsenic, which is a carcinogenic, can cause cancer. It can cause reproductive harm. And the organization, the Center for Environmental Health, is saying the products have to have a health warning under California's consumer protection law. You know, bottled water contains arsenic. How does it even get in there? Is it coming out of the ground? Are they just not getting it out with the filters? Now, most bottled water is marketed with images of natural springs. And I will concede that sometimes what is coming out of those natural springs is not necessarily just pure water. There's a lot of mineral content, some of it can be questionable. But you would think that if they're taking this water and they're going to filter it and put it in a bottle, that they're going to screen for harmful content and take it out. But apparently they're not. The reality is most of these bottled water products, it's just tap water. And they'll run it through some filters and they'll add some mineral content for taste, and that's it. It's the same water you're getting out of your faucets. All right, we're going to take a phone call now from Joe in Alaska. And Joe, I'm probably going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, there's Morris Fishbein, 40 years head of the CDC, was originally a professional circus clown. What do you suppose the circus clown's job is to do?
Well, to basically amuse people, and the fact that he was a circus clown in his youth, I don't think that's a negative reaction. I mean, you know, I paid for college as a professional magician.
Well, okay, he plunked anatomy in med school and never treated a patient. Oh, I look, the purpose of the clown is to distract everybody when there's, you know, the lion chews up the trainer or something. They run out the clowns, right? Just like mm-hmm. they do at the rodeo when
That's definitely true of the rodeo clowns. You know, they're there, in fact, to save the rodeo riders.
Well, that too, yeah. But no, they're going to try and distract the public from the horror.
Okay, Joe, anyway. Stay on the line. Joe, stay on the line. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Joe in Alaska, and we're talking about the former head of the CDC, who apparently didn't do all that well in medical school. And Joe is basically liking this individual to being a circus clown, which apparently he was early in his youth, as merely being a distraction. And if you think about it, the top figures in any organization are there to take the media focus. To make sure that the corporate story gets on out and that you don't have lower down people in CDC running off to Project Veritas.
Hello?
Joe, are you there?
Yeah. Morris Fishbein, he sold a whole lot of snake oil and a whole bunch of other drugs, too. He's the one that corporatized the CDC. Or no, was it AMA? But
no, the AMA is something completely different.
Anyway, it was the CDC, yeah. I got up in front of the city council here in Nome, and I pointed out that they own the patents for drugs and vaccines and blah, 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 and they weren't any connected to the government. Anyway, yeah, no, he's a snake oil salesman that, from beginning to end, for 40 years. Anyway, I believe he's dead now, but have you heard the latest? Atrazine?
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it's supposed to do.
Well, it's another herbicide, you know, similar to glyphosate.
Oh, yeah. The one they're trying to bring on to replace glyphosate.
Yeah, well, you know what it does? It makes frogs, stops their testosterone, and they turn into females.
Okay.
So, well, that story just came out across my phone, a week ago or less. But yeah, this atrazine business, it apparently needs a lot more exposure, or a lot less exposure in the environment, in my opinion. But this might have something to do with all this LGBTQ, and I don't know who.
You know, absolutely could be right, and I think I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, if looking at how bizarre the behavior of Americans is becoming, whether it's extreme violence or, you know, just acting out, if there was, in fact, an environmental chemical aspect. I just did a quick web search on it, and there's a whole bunch of articles about atrazine's effect on testosterone levels. And rat males, frogs, and so forth. And it's definitely nasty stuff. All right, well, listen, Joe, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.